Hi, Floribert.
Hi.
My name is Julia, and it's a pleasure to talk to you today. I am an American. I've lived in the Midwest, and I lived in the Northwest for all my life. And I would love to hear a little bit about your experience of becoming an American.
My name, as you said, is Floribert Mubalama. From the Democratic Republic of Congo. I got a chance to get to America after crossing Burundi, Tanzania, Zambia, and I was living in a refugee camp in Malawi for 8 years. And as you know, live as a refugee is a life of hardship, without hope of the future, but one day, it has happened that I got resettled after a series of a lot of screening, a lot of interviews, and a criteria came in to help refugees who have lived longer in the refugee camp. And that's how I got a chance to be resettled to America. I got here in December 2014, and today, 2017, I came up with an organization. So in a short period of time, I was able to find an organization which is called the Congolese Integration Network, and I'm happy that that will be a big support to my community.
I think you have been through some things I can't even imagine, and I'm kind of blown away that you have arrived in what is now your home. And you've started an organization to help other people's transition to being an American, perhaps a little more smooth than yours might have been. I think the amount of experiences that you've had have to color the way that you view the world and what you bring to your life. And I'm wondering how you feel you had enough resources after all these experiences to give back to other people in your similar situation?
First of all, when I became a refugee, I felt that I lost not only my identity, but also everything that I had. My first vision that I have of my life, everything I was pursuing was lost. And when I got resettled, I said, I'm born again. And I consider myself like a baby when I was resettled. I said, I don't have any education to talk about that a background. I don't have any past experience that I can tell people that that is different or good to them to hear. So I feel everything I can say is just, it's nothing senseless to them. So I said, let me take the chance to restart all over my life. And by starting all over, it means as a child in a new country, I need parents, I need home, I need father, a mother, a sister, a brother. I need also the guide to grow up and to take the advantage of the opportunities that's around me. So starting like that, I said, but I still have a lot to give back, because when I was living in the camp, I was suffering, yes, but there were people suffering more than myself. And those people were at least those Congolese women who have been raped, who have been abused, kidnapped. So I said, these are the people suffering more than myself. Being a father, a mother without help, being a child without knowing your father or your mother. So, and again, coming a new country where you have to take yourself as a baby. I said, this is hard. Sorry for that. The assistance we have is only 3 months as refugees. They pay rent for you. They help you food stamp and whatever. But after 3 months, you have to pay yourself your own house. So at that level, we are different. So if I can pay house for myself from my entry job position, What about that one who not know English, who have been raped, has still have the trigger, cannot maintain a job, cannot communicate properly, and still have children to take care of, home? So I saw those are the brokenhearted, the people that need more even than myself. I said, since nobody knows what they experience, and nobody talking about this, those things, they are still isolated, not represented. So let me stand up. At least by doing the thing that we start doing, other people, it's going to catch the attention of other people and say, no, let us get involved. Mm-hmm. So I started volunteering for my community, sharing whatever I get from my work with those who are suffering much than myself, taking care of those orphan children, because this is the things. You can see somebody having 25 years old, you say this is an adult, but as a refugee orphan, that is a child. So the community is not seeing that, but I'm seeing those.
You know, when you're talking, it almost sounds to me, and I'm filling in a little bit, but you're creating some family, some community, where so much was taken away from you. And you've talked a little bit about identity. How would you define yourself now?
Now I'm defining myself like I'm regaining the sense of belonging to a community. Mm-hmm. And I see myself to be an American. Even if it's in a process, but I feel I have a country to call mine, a place to call my home. So that is the first identity I have, that I'm not seeing myself no longer in the refugee camp without hope. But I have survived of those things. It means I've become again the person I was supposed to be, even if without anything yet. But at least we're full of hope of having those things back to me.
You have an amazing givingness. That's really, really something. And I think that's such a reminder to somebody like me who's so American in so many ways. We take so much for granted how much you give to this new home of yours. You're amazing.
Thank you. But I have to add that everybody has an opportunity to do beyond what people are expecting from him. Look, I've started the Congolese Integration Network. It's a non-profit organization, a refugee-led organization, without anything. So people think that money can create, but money, it's first of all the hearts that create. It's first of all the heart that help. So if you have that heart that you can give beyond what people think you can. So look, now we are celebrating our first anniversary, and the staff are volunteering.
Right.
I've never seen that here. So, but those are the things we can do if we are five. With the same heart, we can do amazing things, even what the billionaires cannot do. And if they give billions to us, we can create paradise on earth.
Wow, thank you. That was really, really something.
You are welcome.
Nice talking with you.